do, d, p, d, p, d, p, d, p, d, p, d, the social structure of the alien planet. 41. P. There are vehicles which travel along the roads on their own, vehicles which fly through the air, and there are vehicles which travel on the water. D. What type of power would these use? P. The vehicles which fly through the air oftentimes use crystals for their propulsion. There are also hovercraft which work on magnetism. The shells are made of the aluminium-type materials. These are small vehicles which would glide on energy currents or pathways. These pathways being set up much like highways on this planet at this time. D. Do you mean something like electric currents? P. That would be a rough analogy, yes. D. They couldn't go of them? P. That is not correct, for there is the ability to travel independently of these. However, it is most efficient to use these paths, for it does not require an external energy source, as it would require to travel off the path. D. I see. They just go with their flow, and they use another type of energy source if they want to go off. What type of energy source is that? P. This is a storage cell, equivalent earthly to a battery, which stores this self-same energy, which would be then directed through the vehicle, polarizing it to the planet's magnetic lines of force. And so the travel would be accomplished by simply polarizing according to the intended direction, whether it be at cross angles or in line with, or in any combination. D. Is the vehicle steered in any way or is it automatic? P. There is manual control, yes. Very similar to the steering functions in automobiles on this planet at this time. There will be information given to the planet Earth at a time in the future for the construction of these craft, for these are useful of the energies inherent in the planet. These energies are not of the type which uses non-renewable resources such as coal or oil. But they are of the type of energies which are never-ending or quite abundant and quite efficient. These are to be used and would be non-polluting to the environment. These are universal concepts which shall be brought to this physical level of the planet Earth at a future time. D. Do you have seasons of the years? P. No, we don't. There is a gradual change over a period of years of the climate, owing to the large orbit around the Sun. A much. 42. The keepers of the garden larger orbit than is described by this planet Earth around its Sun. The seasons are much less dramatic, however, or in extreme, as it tends to go from warm to hot. Or to equate, to experience on this planet, to go from early summer to August or late summer and back to early summer. You mean it Nevjet's cold like in our winters? That is accurate. You see, the change of seasons on Earth is caused by the tilting of the axis. Much as your moon never shows its dark side to the Earth, this planet never tilts its axis and is unable to change the seasons. It is always pleasant or hot. To equate to this experience, it would remain warm or pleasant and then to hot or very warm. This is simply a translation, for it is not perceived as uncomfortable on that planet. However, in order to translate the experience, it must be compared to known temperature variations on this planet. The planet is in fixed evolution and revolution such that the weather stays the same. There are not different seasons, but there are different climates on different parts of the planet. However, they don't change from that part of the planet. The dark side is more dense or uninhabited. The population, for the most part, is on the light side of the planet. Is it older on the dark side? Somewhat, but not drastically. There is an internal heat source which generates heat for this entire planet. Then it doesn't depend totally on the light of the sun for heat? That is correct. Have you ever been on the dark side? I have ventured into that area. The vegetation is much more dense. The topography is not appreciably different. The planet as a whole lacks mountain ranges or elevation extremes. I was wondering how the plants could grow on the dark side without the sun. Are there not plants which grow in the dark here on Earth, on the bottoms of the oceans? Then there is a precedent. These plants grow from the gases in the atmosphere. They are not dependent on the light for their food, which they get through the soil. Light is only one way plants process. What about the animal life on the dark side? Would it be different? The dark animals do not go into the light because they have evolved to adapt themselves to the dark. They would, in this respect, be different. There are some animals which can go back, D, P, D, P, D, P, D, P, D, P, D, P, the social structure of the alien planet, 43, and forth and be in the light or dark equally well. D, are both ephemeral moons in the sky at the same time? P, they revolve. There are times when both are in the sky at the same time, and then there are other times when one or neither is in the sky. D. What about rain? Do you have anything similar that falls from the sky? P. Not so, not like on Earth. The rain on Earth is caused by gravity. As I said, the gravity is 1/6. On this planet, it's much more like fog with large drops. It's an extreme case of humidity. This occurs during certain shifts of the winds and such as this. The weather is much more stable, but it does change. It does ruin a picnic. We have fun, we have vacations, we have birds to contend with and ants. D. So you have insects then? Are there rivers or oceans? P. Yes, that is accurate. There are rivers and large bodies of water, however, not to the extent as on this planet the climate is much drier, as there is not near as large bodies of water. They are able to grow their crops all year round, much less moisture is required. D. Do you have days and nights? Here they are caused by the rotation of our planet. P. The answer is no, there is no change in day on that part of the planet. I have a feeling of almost sadness that we don't. One part is forever twilight, one part is not. This is because of the planet's evolution, you see. It was not quite as traumatic as Earth's evolution. It occurred to me later that he had said the people of this planet had eyes that could see extremely well in the dark. This may not be a contradiction because he also said that his people had colonized this planet and were not indigenous there. Only the little people and animals and plants were indigenous. Maybe this would explain his sadness, oh, remembering through the genes of night on the original home planet. Chapter 6, The Energy Director. D. You spoke of commerce. Would you tell me more about that? P. There is commerce between those on the planets and those who are from other planets and other systems. Some of the metals which are mined on the planet and are abundant are needed in other areas where these metals are not so abundant, and so commerce is established in mining. D. Is this the main thing that you export, or would that be the right word? P. That is an entirely appropriate term. That is not the only thing, however. There are vegetables and fruits which are also exported. D. What kind of things would be imported that you don't have on that planet? P. There are some metals imported which are useful in construction and which are not indigenous to the planet. There are medical supplies as well. There are other systems which have reached a very high state of medical technology and they import their medicines, quote, unquote. There are also knowledge and techniques of living which are imported, knowledge of how to make life better and how to make life easier. D. What do you use as a medium of exchange when you import and export? P. There is no money as such. This is a barter system. £5 of ore could be exchanged for £5 of knowledge. This is an example only and not to be taken literally. D. Because it would be hard to weigh knowledge. P. Exactly. D. Do you ever have any problems with anyone trying to cheat in this type of a system? P. That would be impossible because of the openness with which we deal. We are completely honest, as we have discussed earlier. We 44, the energy director, 45, are on a level which precludes cheating or hiding, trickery or any of the dark, baser instincts such as selfishness or personal gain. I could conceive of this race having these characteristics, especially since they communicated with their minds. But what about the people from the other planets that they dealt with? Were they all of this same high level of development? P. In the immediate area of the planet I am speaking of, there is a uniformity of evolution. It, you might say, is an evolved neighborhood of the universe. There are planets which are dealt with which have not evolved to that high level. But the advantages are with those who can see through the deception. It is much easier to see through one who is deceiving when one comes from a level which is above deception. There would be no use in even trying, for the deception is transparent. He made it all sound so easy, logical and conceivable, even though the idea is foreign to our way of thinking. D. You spoke of having trade routes and using ships that fly through space. Would your people also have the knowledge of traveling through time? P. Time is not something which can be traveled through. Time, actually, does not exist. Time is a concept, time is not a. He searched for the words, an existing material or function. It is simply a concept. If one can travel through a concept, then, yes, it would be possible. This is not, however, on our level, accomplished. D. People on Earth always think of traveling backwards or forwards into their past and their future. P. This delineation or laying out of events is strictly for the advantage of human comprehension. Everything is simultaneous, so everything that did happen or will happen is happening. Time is simply a concept which humans have devised in order to better understand or to bring to their level that which is around them. D. It's very difficult for me to understand a concept like that because we think of past events as influencing present and future events. P. This is simply a way to understand. If it works, that is fine. It suits its purpose. If it is uncomfortable to try and perceive what is not, then don't try to perceive that. Stay at that level which is comfortable. As you desire to know more, seek it and it will present itself. 46. The keepers of the garden in dreams. In happenings in your life, in people you meet. Certainly there are many ideas foreign to this planet which are in vogue in other areas of the galaxy. The truth is what you make it. This concept of simultaneous time has always bothered me because it is so difficult to comprehend. So I brought the questioning back to more mundane matters. D. Well, Fu have no money or any system like that. What does the ordinary person do about food and material things? P. Everyone does something wherein they can barter their usefulness. There are so many different things that can be done. It is simply a choice of each individual to do something, and in that way, they have their bartering potential. There are those who farm, there are those who teach, there are those who heal, there are those who construct. Pick an occupation and you have a way or a method of obtaining food, clothing, shelter. This is on a strictly personal basis. We don't have money, therefore we don't have supermarkets or businesses in this vein of commerce. This is not existent on that planet. There are those that raise food, so if you need food you go to those who raise food. D. What type of clothing do you wear on that planet? P. The general description would be tight, not tight fitting, but close fitting shimmering, silver colored garments. Like a jumpsuit but closer fitting. More like long underwear in one piece. It's elastic and stretches so that it can be entered through the neck by stretching the neck and then pulling it up over the legs and onto the body. The material is a metal, a type of shiny, silver-looking metal. Yet it's as soft to the touch as any fabric here on Earth. D. Wouldn't that be hot? P. No. These clothes are for modesty and decoration rather than heat because there is not so much cold on the planet. As I have said, this planet is, for the most part, temperate in climate. It exhibits properties unlike those here on Earth because of the difference in the sun's solar spectrum. The rays of the sun are not as intense, or to be more accurate, do not affect it in the same way as on this planet. D. Then the clothing is not to protect against the weather. P. The clothing is to protect against the weather, but the sunlight is only one aspect of the weather. There are particles in the air, the energy director, 47, D, P, 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 which can be blown by wind which could injure a person's body if they were struck without protection. These could be rock particles, glass particles, there are many different kinds. They don't fall to the ground as readily as on this planet because of the lower gravity and are therefore more susceptible to being carried by the wind. They would be considered projectiles. Are these particles naturally in the air? Some are generated through accident. What about the face? Is that covered in any? Were it extremely necessary, there are masks. This clothing is worn generally in a casual manner. If one were going into a windstorm, there would be added protection. Well, how does this affect the person's breathing? Wouldn't they breathe these particles in? This is only meant as an example. For the most part, breathing is no more a problem than on this planet. If you were in a dust storm here, would you not have trouble breathing? The answer would be yes, and the same is very much true there. I thought you meant the particles were always in the air. No more than there is always a dust storm in the air here. I see. Do they wear anything on their feet, like boots or shoes? Yes, there is clothing for the extremities. But this is dependent on the particular taste of the person and also the environment in which they find themselves. It is perfectly acceptable to walk around one's habitat or house with no shoes on at all. In public, it is customary to wear clothing on the feet. Do men and women dress alike? They are very similar in dress, yes. Do you have a name that we can call you, that you would use on that planet? I would not wish to give myself a name at this time. There are phrases which are attached to individuals, which can denote levels of accomplishment or particular achievements. But for the most part, we don't need to pin a label on everything like is done here, names included. Do you know the name of this planet? Since communication is telepathic, it would be impossible to translate it to an equivalent sound energy. This is a strange concept to understand. On Earth, we are so used, 48, the keepers of the garden, to having names or labels on everything. It is hard to conceive of a place where names are not necessary. D. Would this planet be in a galaxy or a system that we on Earth know of? P. It would be in the Sirius constellation. It would be in an area of the sky which has been observed, but the boundaries of this system have not been observed. There are no physical boundaries. There are, and this is not a correct translation but one that would be understood, political boundaries, or rather spiritual boundaries of influence. Because there is a hierarchy of spiritual realms which is for the most part unknown on this planet Earth at this time. D. Is most of the trading carried on in the area of the Sus constellation? P. This is simply the closest to what one might call a busy spot in the sky from Earth's point of view. There are many trade routes which stretch over many galaxies and from other universes. However, Sirius would be the closest point of an inhabited system. D. This would be one of the busiest places? P. No, it would not be right to say it's one of the busiest, because there are many which are far busier than this. But this is simply the closest that this planet Earth would be near to. But there is no activity observed from this point of view. Notice again his demand for complete accuracy, which is displayed in his answers. It was a need that remained constant throughout the sessions. D. Would Earth be able to pick up radio waves or anything similar that would show activity there? P. There are some lesser advanced planets which are distant even from Sirius which might possibly be able to be detected. This is not probable, but it is possible. The communications which are carried on between planets at this level are far in excess of what any on this planet has capability of perceiving through his machines at this point in time. It would be very possible to upgrade the knowledge on Earth to receive that communication, and it would be received with very strong signals. D. The scientists on Earth are trying to pick up signs of life by listening for radio waves. P. They're trying to pick up signs of life as they know it or at a level, the energy director, 49, which they are on. If they knew how to try and pick up signs of life at a level far in excess of what they are on, they would be pleasantly, maybe, surprised. They might be quite startled to understand even a portion of what is truly going on. D. Do you mean they have no way of communicating on that level? P. Not at the present time. But progress is being made. The fault with science on this planet is that it is closed to any idea of something which is foreign to that which is observed on Earth. In other words, that which exists is only that which can be perceived through the instruments available at this time. D. Then these signals, if that would be a proper word, cannot be detected on their instruments. P. That is correct. So the assumption is that they don't exist. This is a stumbling block for the scientists on this planet. D. By using their present methods with radio waves, are they even close to finding out? P. They would never find out using the present technology, because it is not the same type of radio wave. D. Could you give me any kind of an equivalent so that I might understand how it is communicated? P. The communications are using natural forces such as gamma rays or cosmic rays, which is taking advantage of a natural phenomenon and not generating it, as scientists on this planet are doing now. Do you understand? D. Vaguely. Then they would have to have a way of intercepting these rays and interpreting them? P. The scientists at this point can detect these rays, these naturally occurring rays in their natural state. For example, tuning a radio between stations, you get static. The background cosmic radiation is, one could say, this static. The scientists have not developed the ability to demodulate the signals in this naturally occurring phenomenon known as cosmic radiation. Gamma rays, X-rays, this type of thing, the communications going on are using these, this bandwidth or this spectrum of radiation to communicate. Therefore, to receive that here on Earth, the equipment would have to demodulate or detect the communications in this spectrum of energy. D. Even if they could detect, would they be able to understand it? I mean, it, would it be like a voice? P. This is hard to say, because that would be like trying to predict the 50, the keepers of the garden. D. P. D. P. D. P. Answer to a problem before the problem has ever been solved. Whether they could understand it or not, it is very possible that it is not in the same exact form of communication as Earth speech. If they heard it, would they recognize it as communication? Most certainly. It is not background noise. This would be far different from the naturally occurring noise. There would be no doubt that it would be perceived as a form of intelligent communication. There would be a pattern to this. However, whether they understood the pattern is another question. Would it be similar to our Morse code? There is not an intentional masking of information here, which is the literal translation or meaning of the word code. It is simply that that is the form of communication which is in use in that area of the galaxy. There would be no need to disguise the communications. If you were hearing it with your ears at this time, the sound you would hear would be of tones, multiple tones. Phil called on his experience with electronics to try to explain and illustrate. There is a similar type of communication now in use here, which is called frequency shift keying, FSK, which is simply modulating a tone, a fixed tone, and communicating by varying the frequency shift of that tone, which is called frequency shift keying. Then it is a sound like a machine or a computer would make. It could be thought of as that, but that would not be exactly accurate. There is no equivalent. There is no noise being carried in the methods of communication at this time on this planet which would be equal to it. But there are some that can be used as an analogy, which would be, as I said, FSK. Later, when Phil had awakened, he said he had an idea that the tones were more similar to musical chords rather than one single tone, a chord with the different notes shifting in frequency and pitch. D. Do you think anyone has ever heard these sounds and did not know what they were? P. There has not been any machinery on Earth to receive this. It's possible there are those from those planets who remember, but it is not being received at this time. D. Then something new will have to be invented. The Energy Director, 51, P. New to this planet, yes. While I was putting this book together, I came across an article in the newspaper that indicates that the scientists may be attempting to look in the right direction by searching the microwave spectrum, massive effort being planned to scan for life in outer space. The most ambitious and sophisticated effort ever is being planned to scan the heavens for signals from outer space, but one expert doubts humans will be smart enough to understand the messages even if they hear them. The project, when finished, will search for alien signals through the end of the century, Jill Tarter of the University of California, Berkeley, said at the annual meeting of the American Association for the Advancement of Science. These are the first initial steps of what will be a grand exploration of the microwave system, looking for evidence of an artificially generated signal. Our civilization, for the very first time, can contemplate undertaking, out of pure curiosity, a search that may not bear fruitful results for many generations, she said. Tartus said the extraterrestrial search is in the third year of a 5-year research and development program. The program, financed by the National Aeronautics and Space Administration, will eavesdrop on microwave radiation that reaches Earth from space. Machines and computers will listen for microwave patterns that nature never produces but that humans, with their crude technology, often do. The program will break the microwave spectrum into 10 million or 100 million channels and search them systematically. The article appeared in a May 29, 1986 newspaper. I know the scientists are most anxious to communicate. They really have nothing to say. The people on Earth would export very little of use to those who are on the other planets. 52. The keepers of the garden. That's probably true. But I think they are looking for knowledge, if they could ever understand it. They are looking, yes, but this knowledge could be used in harmful ways. That is essentially the whole gist of the situation at this point. This planet must evolve in its awareness before this knowledge can be brought and implemented. Many here on Earth think we are alone. Much as a hermit who was raised alone in the woods or the desert, isolated, would naturally think he is the only one. For the hermit in the desert would learn no lessons as a hermit were he walking down the streets of the city. And so yours is a hermit planet. Many lessons are being learned by the individuals who live on this planet, of such things as the feeling of being alone in the universe. Your world evolution is such that it was necessary for this planet to be isolated for the lessons to be learned. Many people are born in this world who live a life of loneliness and of alone characters in order to learn these lessons. And it is simply the same on a planetary level, for each civilization has its own lessons to learn. Your lessons as a civilization are to learn the lessons of the loner and then to step into the real world, so to say, and to use these lessons of being a loner. The Earth is in the backwash of the universe, not in the mainstream at all. This is no coincidence, this is intentional. It is intentional that this race is in this backwash, not that this is a backwash. We mean no offense. We would ask that you not see this in a derogatory manner. We simply meant to say that there is not much happening around here. This race was placed here in isolation for its own progression. You see, because we I speak we now because I am with you. We, the human race here, is a neighbor or a race which is growing. It is not the only race. It is a race, whose destiny is to evolve on this isolated planet in order to become a universal neighbor, which is eminent. Do you know of any other planets in our solar system that would have life, that we might communicate with? Well, first of all I would have to wonder why one would want to, given the state of affairs on this planet now. But secondly, I would have to ask, do you mean a planet at a similar level of evolution? I think this is what scientists are looking for, something they can communicate with. There are planets which are far below this planet in evolution. The intent of scientists at this point is merely to grasp anything. The Energy Director, 53, D, P, that would be considered proof of other existences. However, this is somewhat, I hate to say ludicrous, but it's a sad state of affairs when you consider the condition of this planet at this time. Better, far better to try to learn to communicate with each other on the planet, than to try and take on the added burden of learning an alien culture. Yes, but are there any planets in Earth's solar system that are more highly evolved? No, not in Earth's solar system, no. There are, as I said, planets which are in the Sirius constellation which are more evolved than Earth. These would be closest to Earth at this time. However, if you would consider the mentality here as a disease, one would not wish to contaminate himself by mingling with a diseased person. This state of mentality is a very serious obligation of mankind's part. This is not taken lightly in the universe. The core of man's existence is affected by this mentality and his entire evolution is stunted by this disease, if you will. However, no, there is no other intelligent life in this particular solar system at this time. Down to the microscopic level, you might say, I have no knowledge of there being any others. It is possible, but within my personal realm of existence, this is not correct. Then they will have to look elsewhere. They, as we said earlier, could look in places they have never looked before. But, Far better to clean up the act here than to learn a new act elsewhere. Yes, I can see what you mean, but it is still difficult to keep the scientific mind from searching. It sounds like your planet that you've been describing is really very highly evolved, comparatively. There are certainly many planets that are far more evolved than that planet.